Today's Amud is Yivamas Sadi Dal Namad Beis. We're holding on Sadi Dal Namad Aleph by the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud. So says the Mishnah that Misha Holcha Ishtay Lebedina Sayam. So now the roles have switched. Now the husband stayed back at home, and the wife, she's the one who went to Medina Sayam. So let's say you have Reuven who's married to Rachel, and Rachel goes away, Rachel goes out of town, and Bayu Va'amrulai, and they come, two Edom come and tell Reuven, right? We had previously that one Edom is not enough to be matter a man to get remarried. You need two Edom. So two Edom come and tell Reuven that you should know Mesa Ishtacha, that your wife, Rachel, so Rachel died, and now you could even marry her sister. You're free to get remarried. So Vinasa as Achaisa, Reuven goes and Reuven marries Rachel's sister. He marries Leah. Va'achakach bas ishtai, and afterwards now he's living with Leah. And then he gets a knock on the door. And who is it? It's Rachel. So the halacha is muteres lachzerlai, that she's allowed to go back to him, even though there's an iser of achais isha, and Reuven is now living together with Leah. That's not going to aser Reuven from going back to Rachel. He's allowed to go back. Rachel and Reuven are allowed to go back together. Umuter b'kreivas shnia, and Reuven is muter to all of Leah's relatives. Even though he lived together with her, he's still going to, for example, be mutter to then marry Leah's daughter, Rachel's niece. He's still going to be mutter to Leah's daughter, even though he lived with her, because it was never through marriage. They thought they got married, but Lameisa, it came out that really he was married to Rachel, and Leah was an Achis Isha, so the Kedushin was never Taifis. So Mamela Reuven's going to remain mutter to Leah's relatives, for example, her daughter. Ushnia muteres b'kreivav, and the same thing in the reverse, Leah is mutter to all of Reuven's relatives. And if, let's say, Rachel would then die, for actually this time, not like he was just reported before, let's say Rachel would then actually die, so it would be mutter for Reuven to go back to Leah. Meaning, even though they had that little stint, which was aser, that's not going to make it that now forever and ever they're aser to each other. They did something which they thought at the time was okay, and it ended up being an avera, but Lamaisa, they didn't know. So therefore, Reuven still remains mutter to Leah, if Rachel would die. If Rachel then dies for real, so Reuven is mutter to go back to Leah. That's case number one. Case number two says the Mishnah that Amru Loi Mesa Ishtai. Again, they tell Reuven that you should know your wife Rachel died. Vinasa Esachaisa. So Reuven goes and he marries Rachel's sister. He marries Leah. Va'achakach Amru Loi. And then they come back and they tell him that Kayem Esaisa Umesa. That we made a mistake. Really, she was still alive at the time. We thought any moment she's dead. We came to you to tell you she's dead. She ended up living another few weeks. So really, when you married Leah, really, Rachel was still alive, and then afterwards, though, it was only later on that she died. So let's say Reuven already had children from Leah, from Achis Isha, from Leah. So the halacha is, says the Mishnah, Havlad Rishay Mamzer. Any children that Reuven had with Leah before Rachel actually died. So if any children that he had with Leah before Rachel actually died, so it's a child from an Achis Isha, the child's going to be a Mamzer. Va'achrein ein Mamzer. But if you would have any children with her after Rachel actually died, so then those children, of course, would not be Mamzerim. So that would be the halacha in such a case. Now, Rabbi Yossi Aymer, a very cryptic line, we'll come back to this line when we learn the Gemara in a few lines, but Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Kol she paisa de acherim, paisa de atzmai, v'chol she ein paisa de acherim, ino paisa de atzmai. Again, we'll come back to that in a moment. So says the Gemara, going back to the line of the Tanakhama that we said in the first case of the Mishnah, that Reuven's wife went away, Rachel went out of town, and he's told, Reuven is told that Rachel died. So the halacha is, so Reuven then goes and he marries Leah, and then Rachel shows up. So the halacha is that he's remains mutter to Rachel, he could go back to Rachel, and if Rachel died, he's going to be mutter to Leah. He's mutter to everybody, everyone stays mutter to him. So says the Gemara, that va'afa gav da'azul ishtoi v'gisoi l'medina sayam. that it's mashma from the Tanakhama that this halacha is true no matter what, in all circumstances, even though it wasn't just his wife Rachel who went to the Medinas Yam, it was also his brother-in-law. So the family tree is like this. You have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, or no, not two brothers. You have Reuven and Shimon who are not brothers. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon married sisters, though. They're not necessarily brothers. Doesn't have to be that they're brothers. But they married sisters. So Reuven married Rachel, and Shimon married Leah. Now, we spoke out before that Rachel went out of town. Right, Reuven's wife Rachel went out of town. She didn't go alone. She went also with Shimon, in the way that it was in Ichud. They went out of town. They went on a trip, and they both went out of town in Medina Sayam. And then, so who's left back at home is Reuven, is Rachel's husband Reuven, and also Leah, who's Shimon's wife, and who they also happen to be brother-in-law and sister-in-law. So they're left at home. And what happens is that people come back now and tell them. Let's say two Edom come and tell Reuven that you should know your wife Rachel died. So now you are free to marry. You're free to marry because Rachel died. And one Ed, let's say, an Ed Echad, tells Leah, all she needs is an Ed Echad. An Ed Echad tells Leah that your husband Shimon, he died. So now you and Reuven, you're the only members of the family that remain. So it's Reuven and Leah now. They're like, okay, listen, it's just the two of us. Let's get married. So they get married now. And then what happens is Shimon and Rachel both show up back in town. So it sounds like from the Tanakhama that Reuven is mutter to go back to Rachel. And he's also, if Rachel would ever die in the future, and Shimon, so then he's mutter to then marry Leah. So Reuven is mutter to everybody. Now what's going to be the halacha with Shimon and Leah? Shimon and Leah. Shimon went out of town. Leah was told by an Eid Echad that Shimon was dead, but really he's alive. So the halacha is that we had in the first mission in the parak, that if she got remarried through an Eid Echad, and really she was wrong, really her husband is alive, so then she, Taka, becomes Aser to her husband. So Leah is going to be, through this act of marriage, so-called marriage, that Reuven married Leah, Lemaisa, they live together, so through that act, Leah becomes Aser to Shimon. So it's normally by an Eishes Ish, who's Mizana, she's Aser to the Baal, she's Aser to the Baal as well. So you would think maybe she should be Aser to Reuven as well. But no, because Klape Reuven, he was acting with a complete Hector, he was acting with two Edim. So for him, Leah is actually Mutter to Reuven. So it's an interesting case that Leah would become Aser to Shimon, but she would remain Mutter to Reuven. That's what the Gemara points out. At Va'afal Gav, the Azal Ishlei Vigi, even though Reuven's wife Rachel and his brother-in-law Shimon, who's married to Leah, so even though they both went away to Medina Sayam, the hani nesuim the kamitasra eishes gisay agisay, that this nesuim that Reuven did with Leah, that had an effect that it answered eishes gisay, it answered Leah onto gisay, onto Shimon. This maisa nesuim answered Leah onto Shimon. Afiluachi eishes gisay asira ishtay sharia afal pikein. It's only Leah that's going to become Aser, but Leah is mutter to Reuven, and Rachel remains mutter to Reuven. It only goes one way. That Isser only went one way, but Leah and also Rachel are going to remain mutter to Reuven. The Chiddush is that V'loy Amrinam, we don't say that Mitoich Shenesra Eishes Gisei Agisei Tei Aser Ishtei Olav. That just like Leah became Aser to Shimon, so we should say that it's only fair that Rachel should also become Aser to Reuven. That just like through this Maisa Nesuin that Reuven had with Leah ruined things for Shimon, so it all should also ruin things for Reuven. It's only fair. We don't say that. We say Shimon got messed over, but Reuven remains mutter to his wife. This is the opposite. This is what Rabbi Yossi was coming to be Lafuke in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, we had in the end of the Mishnah that Kol Sher Paisal Ayidei Acherim, he meant in this case. He meant that since over here in this case, Leah becomes Aser to Shimon, so Rachel is also going to become Aser to Reuven. And the Mishnah is pointing out that the Tanakhama clearly does not hold like that. The Tanakhama holds that even though Leah becomes Aser to Shimon, Reuven remains Rachel remains Mutter to Reuven. But really, when we get to Tzadi Heim and Beis, then we'll see more about this sheet of Rabbi Yossi, how it exactly fits into the word. We'll see more on Daf Tzadi Hei on the base. Says the Gemara Vayter now that Leimu Masnis and Dulei Kirbi Akiva. Our Mishnah that says that Rachel remains mutter to Reuven, So our Mishnah L'chayra is not like Rabbi Akiva. This that Reuven and Rachel are mutter to each other, L'chayra does not fit within the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Di Rabbi Akiva, if our Mishnah would be going like Rabbi Akiva, Havlei Achais Grushasai. So then it should come out that Reuven is going to be Aser to Rachel. The reason being is that according to Rabbi Akiva, we're going to see where we get this from, but that according to Rabbi Akiva, Reuven is going to have to give a get to Leah. Since Reuven is going to have to give a get to Leah, so being that he's going to have to give her a get, so now Rachel becomes Achais Grushasai. So Reuven is going to become Aser to Rachel Alts Achais Grushasai. So Elamai must be that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva, because there's an Isser of Achais Grushasai, and according to Rabbi Akiva, in this case, Reuven needs to give a get to Leah. According to the Chachamim, Reuven doesn't have to give a get to Leah, because they were never married, and there's not even a Gezerah, so Reuven doesn't have to give Leah a get. Since he doesn't have to give her a get, Rachel will not be Achais Grushasai. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that Reuven has to give a get to Leah, so then Rachel's Achais Grushasai, Rachel should be also to Reuven. Where do we get it from that according to Rabbi Akiva, in our case, Reuven's going to have to give a get to Leah? The Tanya, because we learned from the Braisa. The Tanya Kama says that Kol Arayis Shebetayra in Sriche Seimenu Get. Anytime a person's with an erva, he'll never have to give her a get, because nothing could ever be taifes. There's no even need to make a gzeira, because everyone knows the kedushin's not taifes, and therefore he'll never have to give the erva a get. Chutz me'eshes ish shaniseis al pi bezdin. The exception is an eshes ish who was told by an eid echa that her husband died, and she went and she got remarried, and really her husband's alive. So even though she's an erva of eshes ish, still she needs to receive a get from the second man. That's the sheet of the Tanna Kamma. That's the only exception. Rabbi Akiva Maisif, also two more exceptions. Af Eishas Ach V'Achis Isha. Also an Eishas Ach and Linya Nenu and Achis Isha, which the Gemara seems to be referring to our case. This case of Achis Isha, that Reuven went ahead and married Leah, he married Achis Isha, and really it comes out that it was Aser because Rachel was alive, Shimon was alive. So according to Rabbi Akiva, an Achis Isha requires a get. According to the Tanna Kamma, since there's an Achis Isha involved, there would be no need for a get. There would be no need for a get, because everyone knows by an Achis Isha that nothing is chal. According to Rabbi Akiva, an Achis Isha requires a get, and we'll see why soon. Now, V'keiva d'amar Rabbi Akiva, v'yiget, so since Rabbi Akiva says that the Achis Isha, that Leah needs a get, in this case, Leah needs to receive a get, Reuven has to give Leah a get, so now Memela yitasra alei, d'havilei Achis Grushasai. So then Memela, Reuven and Leah should, Reuven and Rachel should be usher to each other, because Rachel is Achais Grushasai. So it should be Aser for Reuven to remain with Rachel. Elamai, our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Akiva, to which the Gemara says no. That our Mishnah really could be going like Rabbi Akiva, and the case of Achais Isha is not our case. The case of Achais Isha is a totally different case, and we're going to see why that the Gzeira that Rabbi Akiva has by Achais Isha doesn't apply to our case. That high Eishas Ach Hechidami. First, what's the case of Eishas Ach? The Rabbi Akiva said an Eishas Ach requires a get. Hechidami, what's the case? Kigoyin Shekidesh Achiv Es Haisha. Shimon marries a lady. He marries, let's say, Leah. V'halach l'medina sayam. And Shimon goes away out of town. Ushama Shemes Achiv. And Reuven hears that Shimon died. Reuven here has nothing to do with the case that Reuven's married to Rachel. There's no Rachel in the picture. Stop. There's just a Shimon who's married to a Leah, and Shimon goes out of town. Reuven hears that Shimon left town, so Reuven goes, and Reuven and Shimon are brothers. In this case, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven hears that his brother Shimon died, so now he goes to do Yibam with Leah. So v'shama Shimei Sachiv v'ama v'nasas Ishtai. So Reuven goes and he does Yibam with Leah. He marries Leah. And in such a case, even though Shimon shows back up to town, even though Shimon returns to town, and now it's revealed that Reuven was over on Eishes Ach, and the Tanna Kamma says that in such a case there's no need for a get, because in Eishes Ach everybody knows nothing was actually chal. Rabbi Akiva holds that Reuven needs to give a get to Leah. Why does Reuven need to give a get to Leah? The Amri Inchi, because people might say that Haf Kamma Tana Havolei B'Kedusha, because here we're talking about the case that Shimon never did Nisuin with Leah. The case is going to kidesh achiv esaisha, that Shimon did kedushin with Leah. He never actually finished and did the nesuin before going out of town. He went out of town before the chasana. So all Shimon did was kedushin. By kedushin, a person can make a tanai in the kedushin. So now people might suspect, when they see Reuven going ahead and marrying Leah, people might suspect that tana havale bekedushin, that Shimon made some sort of stipulation in the kedushin, and really in the end, the kedushin was never chal. So Shimon never really ended up marrying Leah. And it makes a lot of sense, because Reuven can't marry her if Shimon's around. So how did Reuven live with Leah if Shimon's in town also? Elamaya must be, and this is what people might assume, that Shimon made a tanai in the kedushin that he had with Leah, and that tanai was not fulfilled in the high shaper nasiv. So Reuven was totally allowed to marry Leah, because it's not Eishes Ach, because Shimon was never married to her. The male Reuven has to give a get to Leah when they part. What's the case of Achis Isha? A similar scenario. Kagoyin Shekidesh as Isha. Again, same idea. Shimon did Kedushin with Leah, never did Nisuin. All he did was Kedushin. And then Leah went on a trip before the Chasana. Leah went out of town. Ushama Shemesa, Shimon hears that Leah died while she was on the vacation. So Amar Vinasa Sachaisa, he's already familiar with the family, loves the father. He figures, I'll marry the sister. He goes ahead and he marries Rachel. And then Leah shows back up to town. So now the halacha is, according to Rabbi, according to the Tanakama, Shimon does not need to give a get to Rachel, because it's an Achis Isha. Everybody knows nothing was chal. Rabbi Kiva says, no, we have Gzeira, and Shimon has to give a get to Rachel. Why? Damri Inchi, people might say, hey, can't marry an Achis Isha. So how did Shimon marry Rachel? Leah's right there. How did he marry Rachel? Hachkamaisa Tanai Havale Bekedusheha. It must be because when Shimon married Leah, they made some sort of tanai in the kedushin, and the tanai was never fulfilled. Vaha shaper nasiv. So that's why Shimon was able to marry Rachel. So they can't just get divorced without giving her a get. So that's why Shimon has to give Rachel a get. It was dafka in these scenarios that Rabbi Akiva made a gzera, because there's a legitimate chashash. There's a legitimate da'amri inshi that we have to be chayshish for. That's why it was specifically in Eishes Ach and in Achis Isha, and these cases that Rabbi Akiva holds that there's a requirement for a get. But in our case, where Shimon and Leah were fully married at the time, they were fully married, they had done Nisuin, and then Shimon went out of town together with Rachel, and Reuven and Leah hear that their spouses died. So Reuven now goes ahead and marries Leah. In this case, even when Shimon and Rachel show back up, Reuven's not going to have to give a get to Leah. Even Rabbi Akiva would tell you that Reuven does not need to give a get to Leah, because no one's going to suspect anything. No one's going to suspect that there was anything that was actually chal. Look, Shimon's around, and Shimon was married to her. What are people going to say? That Shimon made a tanai in the nesuin? That what? That if the tanai is not filled, so then they're living together and they're just doing znus? When there's a bia involved, when there's a nesuin involved, Rashi explains, no one's going to make a tanai that there's a chance that now their bia is going to be a bilas nus. So therefore, there's no Amenchu over here. There's no Gzeira. It's true, there's a sheet that Rabbi Akiva who holds that even by an Achis Isha, there's Makim for a get, but it was dafka by cases of Kedushin. It was never by a case of Nisuin like such as ours, and therefore even Rabbi Akiva would tell you that in our case, Reuven does not have to give a get to Leah. Since he doesn't have to give a get to Leah, Rachel is not going to be Achis Grushasai. Rachel is not going to be Achis Grushasai, and that's why Reuven is going to be Mutter to Rachel, even Lefi the Sheet of Rabbi Akiva, and La'ilam the Tan of our Mishnah could even be Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Amar Le Rav Ashi L'Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi though asked Rav Kahana that E Rabbi Akiva, if the Tana of our Mishnah really could be Rabbi Akiva, I have a different kasha. I have a different reason why the Tana of our Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Akiva, because if the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, so then this Mishnah doesn't have to be talking about a scenario of Achis Isha, of a man marrying sisters. Listinami Chamaisai. We could have had the exact same scenario about a person who, instead of marrying his wife's sister after hearing that his wife died, right, after hearing that Rachel died, Reuven married Leah, we could have had it that Reuven, after hearing that his wife Rachel died, he married her mother. He married his mother-in-law, his wife's mother, Rachel's mother. That could have been the case. But there's an Isser Chamaisai, this has the Gemara, and the Shmi'in and Leila Rabbi Akiva, there's a Shitas Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Chamaisai Lachar Misa, La Bisreifa, who says that there is no Isser Lachar Misa, who says that when Rachel dies, so then there's no more Sreifa. Reuven doesn't have Sreifa anymore towards her mother. When Rachel's alive, so if Reuven lives with Rachel's mother, he's Chayv Sreifa. She's Chayv Sreifa. But over here, when Rachel died, or at least so he thought, so then there's no more Sreifa, which the Gemara assumes right now means, and it's even Mutter. Not just it's no Sreifa, but there's no Sreifa, and it's Mutter. So since Lefi Rabbi Akiva, at least the way the Gemara assumes right now, a person's allowed to marry his mother-in-law after his wife dies, so why does the Mishnah have to talk dafka about a case where Reuven goes and marries Rachel's sister? Talk about a case where Reuven goes ahead and marries Rachel's mother. If the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, so talk about Rachel's mother. So says the Gemara, where do we know that this is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva? The Tana, we could learn to the Braisa. The Braisa darshins the pasuk Be'ez Yisrafu Oisai Ve'eshed. Talks about a man who's together with his mother-in-law, and it says that he's Chayev Sreifa. Be'ez Yisrafu Oisai, he's Chayev Sreifa Ve'eshed, and them, which is very strange, because if a man's together with his mother-in-law, there's only one lady who's Chayev Sreifa, and that's the mother-in-law. So what's Ve'eshen, them? Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Oisai Ve'es Achas Mehen, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, even though the Lashon of the Pasuk is Ve'eshen, it means one of them. It means only the mother-in-law. Him and the mother-in-law will be Chayiv Sreifa. Rabbi Akiva has a different pshat. He says cryptic words that Oisai Ve'eshteyan. No, it means him and both of them. So now, what does Rabbi Akiva mean? So there's a machlekes amarayim, what exactly Rabbi Akiva meant. So, Bishlamullah, Abaye, Damar Mashmais, Darshan, Ikebeinayu. According to Abaye, there's actually no machlekes. There's actually no machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Both of them hold that there is an iser of achiv sreifa even by mother-in-law after misas ishtai, and the machlekes and how to read the pasuk is really just the machlekes in mashmoi's darshan and what the pasuk exactly is referring to. The Rabbi Shmuel savar chadiksev, Rabbi Kiva savar tartiksev. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the pasuk is referring to just one person, just the mother-in-law, and Rabbi Kiva holds it's talking about a mother-in-law and also her mother. So it's the his wife's mother and her mother. So it's two people. That's why it says vasen. Al kapadim, a different sugya, not for now, but it doesn't affect our question. Meaning, our question then won't be a question. Then chapter, everything would be good. We don't find the sheet of Rabbi Akiva that he says that once a person's wife dies, so now he's mutter to his mother-in-law. There is no such sheet like that. Lefi Abaye, elal Rava. But according to Rava, he learns it that it is a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And what does Rabbi Akiva mean when he says oisay v'ashteyan? He means Rabbi Akiva savar tartiksev. That the machlekes says gufa about chamoisei lachamisa. That when Rabbi Akiva says oisai ve'eshteyan, he teaches the pasuk oisai ve'eshteyan. Rava holds that what Rabbi Akiva meant to say is that he's chayv sreifa ve'eshteyan, and also one of them, but only when they're both there. A woman, and there's only going to be a chayv sreifa if both the wife and the mother-in-law are both there. But if his wife dies, and then he's together with his mother-in-law, so then there's not going to be sreifa anymore. It's only when it's shteyan, it's only when they're both there. But once his wife dies, he doesn't have sreifa anymore to be with his mother-in-law. That's the way Rava explains Rabbi Akiva. Rava says, chamaisei lachar misa, ikebeinayu, it's machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, about whether there's an iser, whether there's a chiv sreifa on chamoisei lachar misa. So according to Rava's pshat and Rabbi Akiva, and you want to say that our mission is Rabbi Akiva, so then listen, so talk about a case where after Reuven finds out that Rachel died, Reuven went off with Rachel's mother. Why talk about when Reuven went off with Rachel's sister? Talk about where he went off with her mother. And then Rachel shows back up to town. So, Elamai, you see the Mishnah is not Rabbi Akiva. To which the Gemara says, no, it's Rabbi Akiva. But according to Rabbi Akiva, why not talk about the mother-in-law? Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, says Rav Kahana, back to Rav Ashi, that Nihid Miata Kra Misrefa Meisura Miata Kra, because you're right, Lefi Rabbi Akiva, Lefi Rav's Pshan Rabbi Akiva, there's no Srefa by Chamaisa Lachamisa. It doesn't mean it's Mutter, it's still Nisidareisa. It's just the Chiv of Srefa was Nismai once the wife dies. But it's still Aser, so that's why the Mishnah didn't talk about such a case, because Reuven's Taka not allowed to go off with Rachel's mother even after Rachel dies. It's true, the Isser is lighter, there won't be Srefa anymore, but it's still Aser. That's why the Mishnah spoke dafka about a case where Reuven went off with Rachel's sister, because that's Taka Mutter. Achis Isha, Lachar Misa is Mutter. So that's why the Mishnah could be Rabbi Akiva, and that's why I didn't discuss Chamaisai.